Today on the podcast, we are talking about if ChatGPT is going to completely replace talking to your coworkers. So on the podcast, we're talking about the breaking news that Slack is now integrating ChatGPT. At my last job, I used to use Microsoft Teams. Slack is the same equivalent. If you don't use that, essentially, it's just like a chat app that your company can use to organize. There's a bunch of different channels for different projects. And you can just use this to communicate with your coworkers. So what's really interesting is Slack is actually owned by Salesforce, and Salesforce recently announced that they have a new generative AI tool coming out for salespeople to use when talking to their customers, and that's called Einstein GPT. So it's pretty interesting. They're going to be integrating so technically Salesforce owns Slack, and Slack is integrating ChatGPT and not, you know, Salesforce's GPT Einstein. And another interesting thing I found about this is the fact that GPT Einstein is a merge of OpenAI and Salesforce's, they're both of their AI technologies merged together. So ChatGPT and OpenAI, they have, they really want to encourage different people using their platform, obviously. Because they can make money off of the usage. And so they have different ways to fine-tune models, generate models, train models on your own data, and fine-tune kind of their own technology with yours. They're pretty like open about this. And so it looks like that's exactly what Salesforce has done. They've kind of created a merge of OpenAI's technologies and Salesforce's, and their idea with it is just to allow their salespeople to generate emails to send to customers, craft responses to customer questions, and also they say to create targeted content for marketers. So it's going to be pretty interesting. It's interesting that Slack did not just directly integrate that. And it kind of brings up the question of, you know, what will happen to employee relationships, employee conversations? Are people going to be talking to their coworkers, or is ChatGPT going to be talking from one coworker to the next, right? Because this isn't just like, you know, someone installed a ChatGPT plugin on their email that can like respond to people. It's like you have ChatGPT writing the response, which if you think about it, this is actually really awesome because like from a productivity perspective, people can debate of whether this is awesome for communication in general, but from productivity perspective, ChatGPT reads the whole conversation and then it knows, like, for example, what project you're working on, what it's called. It knows about, you know, what the specifications are, all the previous messages, and now it creates a response. And so what's interesting is not only are you going to respond with ChatGPT, but since it's integrated, right, your coworker is going to respond back to you with ChatGPT. So it kind of brought me on this mind experiment where, go there with me for a second, where imagine, right, this is Slack, this is for corporations, but imagine this happens to email, imagine this happens to text, imagine this happens to every form of communication, where it's almost like we've outsourced typing or talking our responses to each other. It's like it's a new, faster way to communicate where instead of typing or thinking out a thought, you just click go and something generates the general idea of what you want. It's like a faster, more efficient version. Now, of course, there is some massive red flags. There's gonna be a lot of controversy around this, especially when people are talking about censorship or propaganda or all sorts of different like concerns people might have about this technology and like if that's going to be like integrated into everything. Anyways, it's just a very interesting thing, but you know, the fact that it's easier, simpler, and the fact that people are going to be able to do this faster, it's going to get adopted. Like, this is going to get mainstream adoption. We're going there. So it's just a really, really interesting thought for me to have a communication software with this built in for both sides of the equation versus just like an email where it's probably just, you know, the salesperson that's automating this. So very, very interesting having this integrated into Slack. One other thing I would say that is pretty interesting and also to note is the fact that after Salesforce, who owns Slack, announced Einstein GPT, Microsoft, who is like the biggest investor in OpenAI, and OpenAI is helping Salesforce to create this, they announced their own tool. So it's kind of interesting because Microsoft and Salesforce are competitors in this corporate space, but Microsoft kind of owns OpenAI, but OpenAI is helping Salesforce and Salesforce is helping Slack. So it's, and then, you know, OpenAI is directly helping Slack as well with just ChatGPT. So it's super, super interesting. In any case, obviously, Microsoft didn't want to get left behind when Salesforce made their big announcement. Microsoft came along and said that they were going to be integrating an AI copilot for Microsoft 360, which is their corporate suite of, you know, like Microsoft Word and PowerPoint and all that kind of stuff. And it is pretty similar to what Salesforce is doing with Einstein GPT. It can write and customize emails or messages to customers, as well as creating marketing content. And it's also interesting to note that Google has already integrated AI tools into pretty much all of its productivity apps, including Meets and Spaces. So this is super interesting. You have Google, you have Microsoft, you have Salesforce, and now Slack, and all of them are kind of duking it out to be like the number one AI tool, or the number one place that people use the AI. They're all trying to be like the biggest. And it's going to be interesting to see who wins in the end. Are we going to be, you know, are people going to switch over to Salesforce because they have these amazing AI tools? Are people going to go with Microsoft? Are they going to go with Google? And I think at the end of the day, a sentiment I've heard from a bunch of other entrepreneurs, and I actually think this is going to be pretty accurate. AI might not be the revolution where you create an AI product or a company creates an AI product and just completely dominates because of it. I think what this is like mobile for technology. And so when mobile came out, the iPhone came out, everyone had to switch, everyone had to make apps, everyone had to make their websites mobile friendly. And those who did not adapt fast enough were left behind and ultimately died. I think it's going to be the exact same thing with AI. It's not like AI is going to completely, some companies will be completely built off AI, don't get me wrong. Some things are going to be completely revolutionized off AI, don't get me wrong. But I think on a broader perspective, this is such a big shift that every company that adopts AI is going to be considered mainstream, it's going to be considered still popular. And the companies that don't adopt quick enough and they don't pivot quick enough and they don't integrate the AI tools, they're just going to get beat by a company that did and that is able to offer a superior product. So at the end of the day, I don't think AI necessarily is going to be like, if you have AI, you're going to win. But I think if you don't have AI, you definitely will lose. So thanks so much for joining me on the podcast. I would love to hear what your thoughts are. Make sure to hit me up on Twitter at Jaden_AI. It's linked in the show notes. And I would love to hear what you think. Are people going to be exclusively talking to each other and communicating with ChatGPT like it looks like is about to start happening in the corporate world on Slack? Or do you think there's going to be people that refuse to use these AI tools to communicate? I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. And it's going to be interesting to continue watching this space.